HarperCollins and Harper Audio present The Unspeakable Mind, stories of trauma and healing from the front lines of PTSD science by Shelley Jane, MD. Read by Carol Jacobanis. This book is dedicated to my mother, that rarest of souls who gives of herself to others with pure joy, and my father, who insisted on preserving a precious inheritance. In a larger sense, you are the author of this book. The ordinary response to atrocities is to banish them from consciousness. Certain violations of the social compact are too terrible to utter aloud. This is the meaning of the word unspeakable. Judith Herman, Trauma and Recovery, The Aftermath of Violence, From Domestic Abuse to Political Terror. Prologue. No story lives unless someone wants to listen. J.K. Rowling. The interview room at Milwaukee's Veterans Medical Center is small, so before our patient Josh enters, we rearrange the seating so as not to overwhelm him and settle on a circle formation. Footnote: Veterans Affairs, VA medical centers or hospitals are run by the Veterans Health Administration, a branch of the Department of Veterans Affairs, a cabinet-level government agency, and offer care to anyone who has served in the armed forces. End of footnote. Our team consists of a serious, bespectacled medical student, the psychiatry intern dressed in her standard VA-issued royal blue scrubs, me, the chief resident, on the cusp of graduating from residency, and our attending physician, a seasoned senior psychiatrist. Josh has our undivided attention. None of us is preoccupied with our to-do lists or glances at the clock to check if it is time to move on to the next patient. We are, in a way, entranced, unified in knowing that we are witnessing something significant. Josh's appearance sets him apart. Self-assured, with a muscular build, Josh has a slight tan. His brown hair is cut short, and he has piercing blue eyes. All of 21, he tells us how, along with so many of his friends, he was moved to action by the events of 9/11. He joined the Marines not long after graduating from high school, because that was what was expected in his family. Both his grandfathers, a couple of uncles, and a handful of cousins had joined the service, and so had he. Josh was born and raised in a rural town a couple hundred miles north of Milwaukee. He was sent to the hospital in the city because his local VA did not have an inpatient psychiatric hospital. He tells us how happy he was to come home after his military discharge and how good it felt to see family and friends. But those feelings were brief and quickly gave way to strange thoughts and emotions. Josh articulates his story with disarming poise. As he talks, I begin a mental diagnostic checklist. Not long after coming home, I started having nightmares. I would say they are worse than nightmares because they are a replay of stuff that really happened in Afghanistan, stuff I want to forget. I feel everything I felt when I was in Afghanistan, fear, panic, my heart thumping in my throat. I wake up screaming, and my sheets are drenched. This happens almost every night, and I dread going to sleep. Nightmares. Check. Weird stuff is happening when I'm awake, too. I can't trust my eyes and ears anymore. I look at everything again and again to be sure that I'm safe. I always feel something.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?